Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. T-minus 4 days and counting, the White's Company may be hit with permanent collaborator status. Permanent collaborator status designated that way by the Collaborators Project. And this project is snowballing with street activist organizations all over the country sending in press releases, putting out press releases, making long-term commitments to include whites, the homes of their executives and their clients, if, in fact, whites builds this new Planned Parenthood abortion clinic in Denver. And whites has until midnight, January 31st, that's this Thursday night, to pull out of this project where they're building an abortion clinic that is designed to kill unborn children. What is a collaborator? Somebody who's helping in a project, positive or negative. In this case, these collaborators are helping to build a child killing center. That's the Collaborators Project, and this is T-minus 4 days. Now, I'd like to quote to you from some of the press releases coming out. Now, this is historic that group after group, national groups, statewide groups, local groups, are beginning to make commitments that they will honor the permanent collaborator status of the White's Corporation, if so designated by the Collaborators Project and their founder, Will Duffy, this week, Thursday night at midnight. Now, we have press releases from Missionaries to the Preborn, American Life League, Operation Rescue OSA, Operation Save America, from Colorado's largest pro-life group, Colorado Rights Alive, and other organizations, like, for example, Repent America. But where should we begin? Let's begin with Missionaries to the Preborn. Planned Parenthood, on its website, lists this group as among its top 15 enemies. Its top 15 enemies, Planned Parenthood list, Matt Truella and Missionaries to the Preborn out of Milwaukee. And so let me read to you. I'm now looking at the Collaborators Project website online. This is collaboratorsproject.com. And I clicked on the press releases on the right-hand side of the website, and I went to the Missionaries to the Preborn. And so here we go. Missionaries to the Preborn commends Collaborators Project. Letter to Whites from Missionaries founder Matt Truella. Dear Mr. Hornaday, that's Bill Hornaday, the president of White's Rocky Mountain Division, and of course their headquarters, this is a billion-dollar firm, 150-year-old construction firm with headquarters in Des Moines, Iowa. And that's interesting, Des Moines, Iowa, because something coming up later that I'll quote to you from the Missionaries to the Preborn. Okay, dear Mr. Hornaday, I am writing to inform you that Missionaries to the Preborn commends Will Duffy and the Collaborators Project for determining to hold your company accountable for its complicity with child murder. We started Missionaries to the Preborn in 1988 here in Wisconsin. In Milwaukee, where our headquarters is located, we had 8 abortion clinics when we started. There are only 2 left. We see the wisdom in Mr. Duffy's effort. Therefore, we will be making a long-term commitment to expose the complicity of your company with the barbaric Planned Parenthood organization. And by extension, we will expose any of your clients' complicity. And you know what? Let me comment here. This has been a development in the past few days as these organizations from around the country, and these are hardened street pro-life street activists, as they've gotten involved, they have said to Will Duffy and the Collaborators Project, hey, protesting the White's Corporation, that's one thing, but they can take it. But really, it would be more effective to protest their clients, because the goal is to discourage other organizations from doing business with whites. And of course, that could backfire, could not work. But on the other hand, even pro-choice people would prefer not to have pictures of aborted children outside of their homes. So this idea of protesting whites' executives, and by extension, any of your clients' complicity. And now let me continue with this letter to whites from the founder of Missionaries to the Preborn in Milwaukee. We will commence our efforts in this regard in the month of March in the city of Des Moines, Iowa, if you are given permanent collaborator status. Now, Des Moines, Iowa, that's where White's headquarters is, of their billion-dollar firm, and they have plenty of executives who live in bedroom communities in the Des Moines area. So Missionaries to the Preborn, one of Planned Parenthood's top 15 enemies, has made a long-term commitment to this effort, and they say, should whites receive permanent collaborator status, then they will commence in March in the city of Des Moines, Iowa. The scripture commands us to, quote, reprove the oppressor, unquote, from Isaiah 1, verse 17, and we intend to do exactly that. Please reconsider, Pastor Matt Truella. Okay, and you can see Matt Truella's full letter to White's executive Bill Hornaday at the MTTP website. That's the Missionaries to the Preborn website. Their website is missionaries2preborn.com. And this press release at Will Duffy's website links to theirs. Now, also quoting, excerpting, that was their letter to whites. They also issued a press release. And here are a couple excerpts from that press release. All right. Missionaries to the Preborn commends Collaborators Project. Missionaries to the Preborn announces that if the White's Company is given permanent collaborator status by the Collaborators Project, they will commence publicly exposing the company's complicity with Planned Parenthood's practice of baby murder. Missionaries to the Preborn is listed on Planned Parenthood's own website as one of their 15 most dreaded enemies because of the profound impact of our street activism. Planned Parenthood boasts the murder of over 200,000 preborn babies in their own annual report from the year 2006. The White's Company is well aware of their actions. We will not sit idly by while these little ones are exploited for corporate profit. If Whites wants to try and secretly make blood money, we will publicly display the blood of their victims. We will display photographs of those killed by Planned Parenthood at White's corporate functions, at their corporate offices, at their work sites, and in their executives' neighborhoods. Pastor Matt Truella, founder of Missionaries to the Preborn. Okay, and that's encouraging. There's a note at the bottom of this press release at the collaboratorsproject.com website, and the note is from the Collaborators Project. It says this: the Collaborators Project welcomes the support of longtime pro-life leader Matt Truella, one of the most effective and well-organized street activists in the nation. And the Collaborators Project encourages other street activists to follow Matt's plan to protest whites by exposing, quote, any of your clients' complicity. Such an effort, home protesting of the executives of White's larger clients, will probably maximize the Collaborators Project goal of ensuring, quote, no child killing with tranquility. Okay, so that's at this website. If you haven't looked at it yet, I think you will want to. WorldNet Daily on Saturday had a significant front page article, front page of WorldNet Daily on the January 31st deadline for whites. Now, WorldNet Daily, this is a news source, conservative, pro-life news source that reaches 5 million unique readers every month on the internet. 5 million. And that, of course, is very encouraging to see this collaborators project getting that kind of exposure. And that's why these press releases are coming in. Now, there's a press release that was put out by the Collaborators Project, and it has to do with a Super Bowl party, a Super Bowl block party that's scheduled tentatively if by midnight, January 31st, Thursday night, if whites does not stop the construction of this abortion clinic and they get hit with PCS, permanent collaborator status, then the Collaborators Project is throwing a Super Bowl party on February 3rd at the home of a whites executive near you. So let me read part of this press release to you. If whites gets hit with PCS, permanent collaborator status, you're invited to a Super Bowl block party. Tentative 3 p.m. February 3rd at a whites exec's home near you for immediate release. If the whites company does not stop building Denver's new abortion clinic by the widely reported deadline of midnight, January 31st, 2008, then on Friday, February 1st, the Collaborators Project will designate whites with permanent collaborator status, PCS. So mark your calendars for the first post-PCS event because you're all invited to a February 3rd Super Bowl party at the Megasons. Yes, it's the first annual Collaborators Project Super Bowl block party. Please RSVP in advance to will@collaboratorsproject.com if you can make it. Don't miss the kickoff. Arrive at 11284 West Asbury Ave, Lakewood, Colorado, at Gary Megason's home by 3 p.m. We're getting enough RSVPs that we may party on two fronts and have a second to be announced location. We will enjoy the game on the radio, have chips, drinks, and a tailgate party complete with a barbecue in the back of a pickup. The kids can enjoy a football toss, and we'll have lots of good food and fellowship. But it won't be all fun and games because we're there to ensure that there is no child killing with tranquility. So remember to bring your abortion protest signs. By the way, if you don't have one, just come along anyway. You could probably pick one up from someone, maybe Ken and Joe Scott. This is sure to be the most memorable Super Bowl party you've ever been to. I'm sure that's true. And unlike many others that day, we will celebrate for the unborn babies who will never get the chance to watch a Super Bowl because they will be killed by Planned Parenthood abortionists in the facility the Whites Company is building for that purpose. More details to come. Together for Life, hey, that's a long time, will@thewhitescompany.com. All right, and then there's a PS here, and I think I'd like to read that. Okay, let's see. So this is attached to this. Oh boy, this is something. You know, abortion, as a result of an abortion, a kid doesn't have a birthday party. So the Collaborators Project is planning birthday parties at the homes of whites execs on the birthdays of their employees. Wow. So the first annual Super Bowl party, the eight major holidays of the year, Christmas, New Year's, Mother's Day, Labor Day, July 4th, Memorial Day, so on, Thanksgiving, and the birthdays of the employees for robbing a birthday party to remember that they helped rob thousands of children of their birthdays. So, wow, the Collaborators Project, they've got the birthdays of Bill Hornaday, Gary Megason, Craig Damos, the CEO of the company, the chairman, the corporate attorney. Oh, boy, this is going to be interesting. Okay, but let me read this P.S. here. Please pray for the White's executives. They may care nothing about God's enduring command, do not murder, and nothing about the innocent children to be killed so that they can make money. But they probably do care about the possible financial loss and the certain misery that their foray into abortion politics will bring them. So that's something. White's has made this foray, W-E-I-T-Z, into abortion politics. Do we have that recording available? All right, we'll be playing this in a moment. People in the construction industry in Colorado and around the nation are beginning to find out about this, and they are offering help. In a moment, we're going to play you a recorded message that contractors will hear when they call for asphalt in Colorado, when they're looking for asphalt. But hold on, we'll get to that in a moment. Let me continue with this note at the bottom of the Super Bowl party press release. Pray now for Whites. After January 31st, if Whites has not quit their abortion mill construction, they will have no options left to avert our ongoing protests. We will have designated them with PCS, permanent collaborator status, and that means we will encourage a growing list of pro-life organizations to include White's sites and their clients' sales offices and their clients' and executives' homes in ongoing protest for the coming years. Many of us have protested abortionist homes for almost 20 years with no hope of getting them to stop, but to deter medical students from becoming child killers. The same successful strategy will now be used with collaborators, turning Whites into the hub and their clients into the spokes of our National Collaborators Project, designed to position Whites as the poster child of the abortion collaborators. So the Collaborators Project has used donated funds to purchase residential contact information, including phone numbers and addresses and birth dates, for thousands of people in the construction industry. But if you know the home address of any executives of any of White's clients, whether in Colorado or anywhere in the country, please forward that information to CP, to the Collaborators Project. White's is the perfect target for ongoing anti-abortion protest because, and then they give four reasons, because White's own executives and their top clients live in upscale neighborhoods, because White's is a billion-dollar firm and their anguish will be newsworthy. White's is distributed geographically so that their locations and their clients' homes will be conveniently located near far-flung activists. And finally, White's is not just peripherally involved in killing children, but by actually building an abortion clinic, White's has made itself into the bullseye. Wow. Okay. Now, construction workers, people in the industry, subcontractors, people who hire construction firms, executives, architects, engineers at companies that do construction, and some of the contacts that are coming forward to the Collaborators Project, these are people who work with major firms. Because pro-lifers and intensely anti-abortion people don't only work in small firms, they work in big firms too. And so they're contacting Will Duffy at the Collaborators Project and saying, how can I help? How can I steer business away from the White's company? Well, one firm owns an 800 number. They have the 800 number. It's 1-800-ASPHALT. And beginning tomorrow, anyone who dials this number from within Colorado will hear a recorded message. And so I'm going to give you an idea. So somebody, a subcontractor, dials 1-800-ASPHALT. And here's the message they're going to hear.
If you are in Colorado and looking for asphalt, this is an important public service announcement about a major construction firm. The Weitz Company, W-E-I-T-Z, a nationwide construction firm, has a history of not warning their subcontractors nor their clients of serious problems that arise when working with Weitz. It is very possible, even likely, that protesters may show up at your home if you hire or work for the Weitz Company. Weitz built an abortion clinic in Denver, Colorado, and many of the most aggressive anti-abortion street protest organizations have committed to the long-term protest of the homes of Weitz clients and subcontractors for as many years as Planned Parenthood is doing abortions at the clinic built for that purpose by Weitz. This has been a public service announcement for the benefit of contractors and building customers considering working with the Weitz Company.
All right, so that's the message, the recorded message, that subcontractors and others will hear in Colorado. Now, will this be for the next 2 weeks, the next month, the next 6 months? No, this will be the commitment being made by pro-lifers to the Collaborators Project is that we will help for as many years as Planned Parenthood is killing children in this building prepared for that purpose by Weitz. We will support the permanent collaborator status against Weitz. And so for the next years, 10 years, 20 years, that's one. That's one example, an 800 number that will be advertised on Google, that will appear in random construction articles or websites or journals, that will appear in classified ads online, Craigslist, wherever. That's one example of what eventually could be hundreds of examples of websites, construction industry websites that have warnings to contractors and building customers about Weitz and the protest that come, the aggressive protests that come to the homes of Weitz customers and subcontractors. And these gradually will appear around the country. Street activists are contacting the Collaborators Project and saying, hey, we just Googled on the internet and it turns out that Weitz has a major building project here in Palm Beach, Florida. And we want to know, what do you recommend? What could we plan? What should we try to do here? So from Hawaii, where this program, Bob and Your Live, has many supporters, to Florida and across the country, at a score of Weitz locations, major locations per year, there should be street activists nearby. Okay. Westword has an article on their website about the Weitz Project, the Collaborators Project, and quoting Will Duffy, and the threat of labeling Weitz with permanent collaborator status. That's at westword.com. Let's see, what else? There's a press release here from Repent America. If you go to repentamerica.com, wow, what a website they have. Michael Markavich. And there's an email on their website to the Weitz Corporation, a letter, Mr. Hornaday. Please take notice that Repent America, a national organization dedicated to ending abortion, is in complete support of the efforts of the Collaborators Project in opposition to the Weitz Company. It is our hope that the Weitz Company will honor the Collaborators Project deadline of January 31st, 2008, by removing itself from the construction of the Planned Parenthood abortuary in Denver, Colorado. Be assured that if the White's company fails to remove itself from the building project by the deadline, Repent America will be involved in organizing efforts against your company for being collaborators in the abortion holocaust. Michael Markavich, Director, Repent America, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 1-800-3-REPENT, 1-800-3-REPENT. I don't have time to get through all the press releases, all the organizations, everyone who's coming on board saying this is a national effort. I should be reading to you the WorldNet Daily article from Saturday, front page article that's exposing to their 5 million unique viewers the Collaborators Project and the permanent collaborator status and the deadline of January 31st that's bearing down upon the executives of the White's Corporation. We have received emails from major firms that have the name White's that are not related to the White's company, construction firm. And they are politely and very seriously, soberly pleading with us to make sure that we don't accidentally imply that their company is part of the White's company family of, you know, subsidiaries. And of course, we would honor that because these companies are not related to the White's company. But that's going to be hard to do right now. The Collaborators Project is brand new, and the White's company is not yet designated with permanent collaborator status. But even now, when you Google the White's company, you find the Collaborators Project all over the Google results. In fact, if you only Google the word White's, W-E-I-T-Z, out of thousands upon thousands of pages, on the first page, you find a release, a press release, about permanent collaborator status. And that's going to grow. If you Google the names of White's executives like Gary Megason, the entire first page is about abortion and child killing. And that will remain, that will be Gary Megason's legacy for the rest of his life. How will he change that as 1,000 pro-life anti-abortion websites begin to focus in on the White's company as the nation's leading collaborator with the abortion industry? There is a lot at stake that White's has to consider over the next few days. There is a lot at stake. So it's T minus 3 days. T minus 3 days. At the beginning of the show, we had 4 programs to go. Now we've got 3 programs to go. T minus 3 days and counting till White's will be hit with permanent collaborator status designated by the Collaborators Project if they do not pull out. Are they going to pull out? I doubt it. But they will help us fight against abortion either way. This is Bob Enyart, Maranatha Christian Center is in Arvada.